That's right. So I'm John, the Tools Car Time Machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day, today being the 12th of April. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 238, Gordian II, mentioned on this segment only a few weeks ago, lost the Battle of Carthage against the Numidian forces loyal to Maximinus Thrax and was subsequently killed. Gordian I, his father and co-emperor, then went on to commit suicide. As I mentioned a few weeks back, noting it was the day he was raised to the position of emperor, at only 21 days, Gordian II had the shortest reign of any Roman emperor in the whole of the empire's history.
Is it still me that makes you sweat? Am I who you think about in bed? When the lights are dim and your hands are shaking as you're sliding off your dress, think of what you did.
1012, Duke Alderic of Bohemia deposed and blinded his brother Jaromir, who fled to Poland. It's worth noting in 1002, Jaromir had rebelled against the rule of his elder brother, Boleslaus III, who had him castrated. Despite being ballless and blind, Jaromir returned in 1033 to retake the throne in a surprise attack. But his reign was short-lived and he was deposed and finally, probably mercifully, assassinated little more than a year later. The Crusaders of the Fourth Crusade breached the walls of Constantinople and entered the city on today's date in 1204, going on to occupy Constantinople completely the following day. 1606, the Union flag was adopted as the flag of English and Scottish ships. The ship George III sunk on its way to Australia while transporting convicts, drowning 139 on board on April 12th in 1835. As part of the American Civil War, in 1864, Confederate forces killed most of the African-American soldiers that surrendered at Fort Pillow, Tennessee. Because of course they did. They were Confederates. They were fighting on the side of slavery. They were total dicks. 1924, the battlecruiser HMAS Australia was scuttled off Sydney Heads due to disarmament provisions of the Washington Naval Treaty following World War I. 1927, in what's known as the Shanghai Massacre or April 12 Purge, Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek ordered Communist Party of China members executed in Shanghai in an attempted suppression of the party, ending the First United Front. Numbers vary on those killed. Some sources say that over 1,000 communists were arrested, some that 300 were executed and more than 5,000 went missing, while others claim 5,000 to 10,000 were killed. US President Franklin D. Roosevelt died in office on April 12th in 1945, and VP Harry S. Truman became president upon his death. 1961, the Soviet cosmonaut Yuri Gagarin became the first human to travel into outer space and perform the first manned orbital flight, Vostok 1, on April 12th. The first launch of a space shuttle, Columbia, took place on April 12th in 1981 as part of the STS-1 mission. And finally, in 1999, US President Bill Clinton was cited for contempt of court for giving intentionally false statements in a civil lawsuit. He was later fined and disbarred.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and
some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Tom Clancy, born 1947. Ed O'Neill is 73. David Letterman is 72. Magda Sadansky is 58. Happy birthday, Magda. And Shannon Doherty is 48 this morning. And some famous musos. Folk singer Tiny Tim, born 1932. David Cassidy of the Partridge Family, 1950. Rob Baker of the Tragically Hip is 58. Guy Berryman of Coldplay is 41. Brian McFadden, 39. Brendan Urie of Panic at the Disco is 32. We were hearing one of theirs before. Lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking her clothes off. Going out on this one today, though.
Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breaker. Watch the world die. We can live beside the ocean. Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breaker. Watch the world die.
This one going out to Art Alexakis, singer-songwriter and guitarist of Everclear. He's 57 this morning. Had a really rough start to life, did Art, but saw huge success in the 90s with three platinum-selling records. This one, Santa Monica, Watch the World Die by Everclear. Bring us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.